From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. BP is getting more time to keep testing the cap it installed on a leaking oil well, even though something is seeping within 2 miles of the site. The company's now under more government pressure to make sure there are no new leaks on the ocean floor. NPR's Larry Abramson is tracking the story from New Orleans.
The Coast Guard has given BP permission to keep testing the seal for another day. Over the weekend, National Incident Commander Thad Allen sent BP a stern letter telling the company it must test carefully to be sure the new cap is not forcing oil to leak out of the ocean floor into the water. The letter mentions evidence that oil is seeping out of the ocean floor a distance from the well and says BP must closely monitor and respond to potential leaks. But Allen says he's satisfied for now with the information he's getting about these tests. There's concern that evidence of seeping oil could force BP to open up the seals on the well once again, letting oil flow into the Gulf. Larry Abramson, NPR News, New Orleans.
Britain's new Prime Minister David Cameron is in Washington this week for his first bilateral talks with President Obama since winning the UK election in May. As Larry Miller reports from London, Afghanistan and the global economy are on the agenda, but so is BP.
There's expected to be agreement on Afghanistan between the two leaders. President Obama says U.S. troops will begin pulling out next year. David Cameron wants Britain's fighting forces gone by 2014. Their focus on BP will cover both the progress of the Gulf oil spill and whether there was linkage between the release of the convicted Lockerbie bomber Abdulbasit Ali al-Megrahi and lobbying by BP, which wanted an oil exploration deal with Libya. Prime Minister David Cameron.
I've no idea what BP did. I'm not responsible for BP. All I know is, leader of the opposition, I couldn't have been more clear that I thought the decision to release al-Megrahi was completely and utterly wrong.
The Senate Foreign Relations Committee is launching an inquiry into the bomber's release. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
President Obama is urging congressional Republicans to get behind an extension of unemployment benefits. Speaking from the White House Rose Garden today, the president said it is a critical time for millions of unemployed Americans. And with midterm elections on the way, President Obama is under more pressure to tackle the unemployment rate, which stands at 9.5%. But there is a glimmer of hope for unemployed workers. A new survey finds businesses are doing more hiring, less job cutting. William Strauss with the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago says the survey by the National Association for Business Economics shows 31% of businesses say they have been hiring more people. That's a much higher number than just a year ago. Last check on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 61 points at 10,159. This is NPR. At least 60 people are dead and an unknown number injured after a rail collision in eastern India today. Authorities in West Bengal say a speeding passenger train plowed into another that was waiting at a station. People were rushing to the scene and searching the mangled trains for possible survivors. A new report asserts that China will have nearly 2,000 missiles pointed at Taiwan by the end of the year. NPR's Anthony Kuhn says that assessment out today is from Taiwan's military.
The report appears in a Taiwanese Defense Ministry Journal of Naval Studies. It says that the mainland currently has 1,000 to 1,400 short and medium-range missiles aimed at the island, and that number could increase to nearly 2,000 by year's end. The report also claims that mainland China is using imported Israeli technology to convert decommissioned fighter jets into unmanned drones. The report says the drones could evade Taiwanese air defenses and hit at important targets. The report comes not long after the signing of a major free trade pact between the mainland and Taiwan. But Taipei says Beijing must remove missiles before the two sides can discuss any peace accord to end 6 decades of hostilities. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Landslides in China may have claimed more lives. At least 20 people are missing after days of heavy rain sent hillsides crashing down over the weekend. Xinhua News Agency says loose and earth crashed down on several villages in the central province of Shaanxi yesterday. Nearby Sichuan province, there were 23 storm-related deaths. Hundreds of thousands of people were forced to evacuate. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.